Welcome to the first episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. For those just starting up, we are a...
Everybody can say that that's our first episode.
Exactly. Well, unless they go back and listen to this one afterwards.
Yeah.
So basically the idea here is, we're a bunch of clubs from Ixie Studios who decided to get together and share our love of Tokusatsu, a.k.a. Kamen Rider and Super Sentai, the Japanese version of Power Rangers. Talk about our shows we like, what we hate, who we love, who we hate, all that good stuff. And basically we're going to be giving our reviews for each episode as the ongoing series air. So the first segments we're going to do is the... we're going to start with Kamen Rider and then talk about the Super Sentai episodes. So because this is the first episode, we're going to be starting it a little differently. We're going to be talking about the current ongoing series, starting with our first opinions of the show. And then we're going to move on to our thoughts as of the current state, and then move into our favorites. So, first topic is Kamen Rider Gain. So let's talk about what we thought about the show when it was first announced, slash when the first episode aired. Who would like to begin the discussion?
Let's go with the freaking roll call!
We're live!
Redcaster, Joe Raven!
Bluecaster, Sheena Zazeel!
Greencaster, Overkill!
Blackcaster, Ransack!
Pinkcaster, Legend!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai!
Cast Ranger! On air!
Kamen Rider Gain!
Let's start with our leader, Redcaster.
I was actually very okay with it when I first saw it.
Because you saw who was writing it.
Well, yeah, I cannot avoid just talking about how much I really like everything that Rinobuchi has his hands in. I saw the cats. Well, first and foremost, we saw them mention that they were going to do a whole fruit theme for the show, and it was like, okay, that's going to be a little weird.
That was better than the one that was leaked, which was supposed to be CDs.
Yeah, that was kind of
mini discs.
Oh, mini discs. Yeah.
Yeah, mini discs. That thing that nobody uses anymore at all.
And never did.
Yeah.
Really, they were never really a big thing.
Yeah,
I had a mini disc guy in high school that used them.
Yeah, really I had a mini disc.
I bet he thought he was the hippest dude ever.
Yeah, but no. I feel like that would have been a serious step back from Double with the USB sticks.
Yeah.
But anyways,
what's next? Cassettes.
Oh, yeah,
beta?
Eventually.
Beta? Click, click.
But anyways, yeah. When I first heard the fruit thing, I was like, okay, that's going to be a little weird. And then I saw a post on Anime News Network about the staff that they had announced for the series, and lo and behold, it's written by Genro Ibushi.
For
like,
those unaware,
wow.
You want to name off the other titles he's been involved with for the unaware?
Bullet-Punching Madoka... Fate Zero, Psychopaths. I really like everything this guy's had his hands in, so I'm like, yep, okay, I'm in. Not even worried anymore, you guys.
This is the anime guy talking here.
Yep. Yeah.
This is the guy who watches almost every anime every season.
Who kind of has to. Does a write a review at home. Anyway.
So, that's your piece?
That's my piece. I was just very okay with the show before it even started. I was like, yep, okay, Urobuchi's in this, I'm done, okay.
Okay, so, when Gain was first announced, yeah, I was also very aware of there was a rumor that it was a mini-disc, which I'm like, maybe if they pulled off, and then I heard the fruit theme, and I'm like, nope, it's gonna be fucking stupid if they do this. And there were rumors flying around that it was gonna be Fruit Ninja, and there were jokes, and there are still jokes. But
Ichigo arms.
Yes. Ichigo arms. It would be hilarious. The funniest thing is Zangetsu Ichigo arms.
Okay.
I hope that's in the Hyper Battle DVD, actually. So when they first showed off Gain and showed that they were using padlocks based on fruit, my immediate thought, like most people, was why this weird combination? Fruits and locks and Sengoku era samurai?
And dancing.
And breakdancing! But no, but yeah, I was totally confused by the whole thing. and I just have to say now, my feelings for Gain Orange Arm specifically are the same as when I first saw it. I still fucking hate that design. Every other form he's had has been infinitely cooler looking.
What about the mix form?
Jimba?
Yeah.
Still better than orange.
But it is orange.
It's orange with black armor that is basically
orange
the Dano
with
system.
Lemon.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, all the gym performs look the same, just with different patterns.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. When the show first aired, I was confused, but I took a lot of faith from Raven telling me that this was the guy who wrote Madoka, so plot is gonna be great. And it was.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into the
We'll get into that next.
When we give you the spoiler warning, then we talk about plot.
Okay, so your thoughts on Gaim on the first announcement.
Oh god. Okay, so when Lane first told me that the two rumors was mini disc and fruit, I hated both ideas right away. I was like, this seems really stupid. And then he showed me the screenshot of Gaim with his face turned to us, you know, like you because somebody just took a picture of him
of like the helmet.
Of him turned away.
Yeah, in the back. Whatever.
In the back, like from behind.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was like, well, the color looks okay, blue and orange. I kind of like it. We kind of got a look at the sword, which, by the way, was I forgot the name. Muso Saber. Because we didn't get to see the other sword because his back was turned the other way.
Yeah.
So we get to see the other sword. So
the Daimaru.
Just a thought. I feel like if it was the Miso Saber, it would have been a completely different show.
No, that's what Mike thought we said when we were talking about it earlier. I thought you said the Miso Saber.
I don't get the reference. We'll talk about that later.
It's Miso Soup.
Oh.
It's the same driver except the soup bowls. Just get the sword.
Anyway,
I feel like there's a metaphor in there.
So, I was immediately, and then again, Raven told me writer of Madoka, and I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. First episode, didn't like it. Second episode, didn't like it. Always give it a 3-episode try. That's how I go. And I go look at the third episode, and I loved it. Because... Just for the fact that, because that was the episode that Baron got his banana arms.
No, it was episode 2. Episode 3 was Ryugen.
Oh, no, it was Ryugen. Yeah, you're right. No, his banana arms I hated. No, it was Ryugen I liked.
Yeah.
With the crepe, because he's like, he's on stage, and everyone's all like, what are you going to do? What are you going to fight that thing? He goes, yeah. And I'm like, whoa, dear God.
I will fight you in real life.
Dear God.
I do lift.
And I'm like, and then he does it, and he has a gun, and I'm like... It's a grape gun! It shoots grapes! The grapes are the bullets!
Yep.
That's amazing! So, I loved it. And I'll talk about the story when we get to that part. But, Kamen Gaim, second best show. And I'll tell you why.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But, second best show that I love right now.
Alright.
For me... I was just a big fan of Toku on the whole, up until it hit Decade, and Decade went really well for me, because it did get me, yes, there was a lot of spoiler-heavy stuff, but it was just sort of stuff that if you didn't watch the source material to begin with, you were kind of left clueless anyway, so it did get me into a lot of Rider that I just didn't even think to look into, and then Double, I didn't like. O's, I loved, and then Forze, I hated. And I was like, this whole Neo Heisei thing is kind of inconsistent. I don't like it. So I'm just going to give it kind of one last try because Forze, in my eyes, really sucked.
And then Wizard?
Right, I totally forgot. See if that just tells you how bad Neo Heisei is. I totally forgot that existed.
I totally spaced. There was something in between.
No,
Forze.
Yeah, no, Wizard, yeah. You could go without it. You can totally go without it.
Yeah, I just didn't like it. So I was like, all right, Lost Legs, this is the kind of the final chance. And they were like, Fruit Samurais. And I was like, you're halfway there. Keep going. Like, I just... you're really losing me here. Evan shows up. You know who's writing that? Who? Madoka. I'm in!
I love how that was always the selling point for everybody.
That's it, though. It was really, like, I was just kind of...
It's like, for everybody, I walk in, Madoka.
I'd like to think that was pretty much everyone's reason to hang on.
Yeah, it's just like...
Anyone listening, post in comments and such if that was pretty much the same reason for you to do that. Or if you had a different reason, we'd like to know.
I looked at it and just kind of... Episode 1, it was slow episode 1. It was kind of setting the tone, kind of setting the pace, just here's what's going on.
He's learning his powers. Yeah,
it just kind of, here's what's going on. and I was just kind of like, I obviously can't say anything based alone off of her. And it started out at a pace where you just kind of, everyone's going about their day. About 5 episodes in, when we're just kind of still working towards what is even happening, I'm just kind of like, Uta Butcher, I just gotta sit and be patient and good things will happen. And
somebody is going to die.
And
we'll get into that afterwards.
Spoiler,
someone dies.
Looked at the timer and new record.
that's episode 3.
No,
that's episode one. Point.
We'll get into that shortly.
Oh, yeah. Man, just kind of looked at and you win.
That's like, yeah, that's spinnier.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of more adding on to what everyone's already said, but it was basically just kind of like, this was Kamen Rider's final redemption for keeping me in the franchise at all, and it just couldn't have gone any better.
Like, oh, dear God.
I feel like that one
episode alone.
I just feel like this was everything I needed in the Rider series to kind of keep me afloat.
Yeah, man.
And last but not least.
No, pretty least.
So, when I first saw, like, I heard that it was going to be, like, a Kamen Rider break, and it was going to be, like, a breakdancing Rider and stuff from Disc, so I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, that's because, with me, it's like, my opinion, like, I'm just like, okay, I'm open to anything, that's cool, let's see how it is, maybe it'll be good, it'll pick up and stuff, so whatever. And then I saw, like, Fruit and Padlocks, and I was like, alright, the toys will probably be super interesting. See, like, the final front picture of Guy, and I'm just, the first one, like,
eh.
What? It's so wrong. It looks so fucking weird.
No, the first picture we saw of Guy was just Guy with the hat on. Like, it wasn't even, like, full head shit. It was, like...
Oh, you mean Coda standing there with the
yeah,
orange on his head.
Like, that was the first thing we
they
seen.
They teased the henshin
yeah.
like that for so long.
That was, like, that was the dumbest thing
yeah,
ever.
I thought I was like, okay, this is weird. And then, like, I figured out, I was like, oh, okay, it's Senkoku Japan, like, samurai and stuff. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, I get it. You're making fruit into armor. Okay, I'll see it. Watched episode 1. What I most like is that I like it that they went back to just, you know, Guy gets this belt, doesn't know how to fucking use it, because, like, Wizard was just, oh, he already trained
yeah,
to learn his powers.
That's something
you know,
I forgot to mention. I always like series where the main character starts off completely unaware and just learns as he goes, because it gives perfect excuse for exposition and showing off powers as you go.
Yeah, like
you
only
like,
oh,
like,
so,
I can do this?
Forza's a good example yeah. because
but
he had to get someone else to help him learn how to use the belt properly.
The only example I can think of that worked out well was Double.
Well, the thing is, in Double, they started off knowing how to use
yeah,
the
belt. Yeah, no, I mean, that's what I mean. Is that's the only thing...
Oh, the only
yeah.
good example
yeah.
of the opposite.
But I watched
yeah.
episode 1, I was like, okay, this is pretty cool, you know what, and like my overall opinion, because everyone was saying first thing like, oh, this is gonna be shit, I'm not gonna watch this, I'm like, you know what, I'm a dedicated Rider fan, no matter how shitty the series is, I will watch it no matter what, just because I need something to watch once a week, so I'm like, okay, but yeah, and then like, they've all watched Madoka, I haven't yet, so it's like, oh, okay, apparently
let's put it this way,
this guy's a very,
what everyone's been saying about Madoka, it's female Ryuki, very active,
this guy's a very dark Rider apparently, and so I'm like, okay, so there's gonna be like death and betrayal and like, you know, and just the other thing that makes it so good is that, you know, Riders fighting other Riders,
yeah.
not just monsters all the time, you know, it's just Riders fighting each other
actually,
for territory
very,
and shit. I'm like, that's
very
so cool.
little variety in the way of monsters too.
Exactly.
Have you
yeah.
noticed,
there's
aside
much
from,
less fighting
aside
monsters.
Aside from like the basic monsters, it's been like the same four.
It's because they're always
the
using, if you haven't noticed, the monster they're always using is two different monsters. The monster that comes from the Ichigo Lockseed.
No,
Himawari.
Yeah, but and it's always the Ichigo Lockseed monster, which is the bird-looking one.
Oh, no, the Ichigo one is the dragon.
The dragon one, yeah. That's the one I always
and there's
see.
There's the horse, and there's...
And
the
mostly horse. There's the, what I like to call the worm in this, because they look like worms,
yeah.
kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, the basic
so.
Ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do look like worms.
I know, yeah.
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 Okay, so, right. That's basically our first thoughts on Gaim. Shall we move on to Tokuger first thoughts?
No, we should work on getting. We should talk about the episode.
Oh yeah, let's just.
So severe spoiler warnings. We'll give
yeah.
you 4 seconds.
Anyone
here.
Who hasn't watched up to Gaim episode 20 may wish to pause this and go do so.
We will leave an annotation in the video where you can click the annotation and we'll skip this area. So. Alright.
Safe zone.
Okay, there we go.
Ah! Got him! It's so good!
Yeah, yeah. Episode 20 was...
Okay, wow. You start.
Itchy peaked pretty hard.
I know.
Yeah.
I peaked it during the intro.
My thoughts on Guy. I love how I was and still am like the only one in the group who was actually still okay with Guy's design.
Orange arms? I don't like everything else I'm fine with.
It's grown on me. I'm very, like, right from the beginning I saw the picture of orange arms and was like, I'm actually okay with this.
I was okay with it.
My thing with that is, I kind of look back to O's at that for that one, where when they first released the design for O's, it was like, that's stupid, what the fuck?
I'm Colorado Traffic Light.
Well, let's not get terribly in discussion about
and then And then, like, 10 episodes in, suddenly I'm like, O's is really cool. I like this design.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, no, I changed my mind pretty hard on that.
O's for me. No, let's not talk about O's. Let's talk about O's. Let's talk about Guy.
No, okay. I was just making an example. No, but I've been very okay with Guy's actual design for the entire thing here. But going into this show, it's like, well, let's see how she does, and lo and behold, holy shit.
Exactly.
Holy shit, plot twist, and yeah.
New record. By the way. Okay, so, I counted it. It's 6 minutes in, where he goes into the world and eats the lock scene. So 6 minutes. 6 minutes!
Yeah. Yep. Didn't take very long at all.
No.
First death. Episode one.
Episode one, 6 minutes in.
And we called it.
Yes.
We totally all called it.
Every last one of us.
Takatora said, like, literally, like, he's like, once you become, like, you've eaten the fruit and become an invis, you're practically a corpse.
Yeah.
You're no longer human whatsoever.
He just said that.
He just said that this episode.
But the thing is, back in episode one, the second I saw that monster pop up, I was like, that's his buddy.
Yuya, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like, that's his buddy.
And it was... I don't know.
That's why the belt was on the ground. I was like, why would the belt be on the ground?
I was like, you mean the invest beside the Sengoku driver?
Yeah.
I wonder why that's a thing.
Yeah.
And the last thing you see is him looking hypnotic at the fruit.
It wouldn't be the first time that Urobuchi wrote something where somebody turned into a monster.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time he pulled that.
So,
it probably won't be the last time.
Yeah.
Nope.
So, let's talk about some mid-series stuff. About
we're doing everyone's thoughts.
Everyone's thoughts of the series.
Yeah,
oh, so I thought we were just talking about each individual episode.
I'm pretty much done with my piece on that. It's just wow, yeah, related.
So yes, I'm very glad I decided to hang on with Gaim as well, for exactly the same reason. The fact that the writing is fantastic. It's what I keep saying to people is, not since Kiva, 2008, have I looked forward to a writer series for plot reasons more than just, ooh, look, a new power.
Yeah.
The plot is so good, and the way it humanizes even the villain characters is amazing. Especially in the last couple episodes.
Calling it right now, Takatora is going to become one of the good guys, and suddenly Darren and the rest of the crew are the bad guys.
That's where it's heading.
It's literally awesome. Kamen Riders are the villains of this series. Not the Invis or anything. It's Kamen Riders.
The Invis in the forest is just an organism trying to reproduce and survive.
Yeah.
It's like Takatora said, evil with no purpose or reason.
Exactly.
And that's what makes this series so great, because it really humanizes the characters who you thought were villains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except Bravo.
Bravo's an ass.
Yeah. We'll get into him later.
Yeah.
Gross.
He'll get into you later.
Yeah. He's already into you.
Oh, yeah.
Banana.
Yeah, so, current opinion on Gaim, it's fucking amazing. I love it. Pretty much everyone I've talked, most people I've talked to, after watching 20, pretty much just threw up their hands and said, nope, Gaim is the best show ever. Yeah. Let's just go ahead and give it the fucking trophy.
Yeah,
and we're only 20 episodes in out of like 50! And two of the major plot points have been revealed! By the way, I also called the major plot point that was revealed in this episode, the fact that what the horrible thing was that Takatora revealed to Mitsuzane and Kota. I'm sure I told at least one of you what my theory was, and I was completely correct.
I also told you that it was gonna be.
Something along those lines.
Can we actually say?
Well, we did give a spoiler warning, so
yeah.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, but I think spoiler warning would be for the series, not for the latest episode.
Okay, at this point, if you haven't watched episode 20, go watch it. Pause right now. Okay?
Good.
Okay. It's a fucking city in the forest that was taken over and destroyed by the fruit.
Yeah. They're an invasive species, so.
And now it's leaking into the normal world and trying to take over that world as well. Yeah. And Yggdrasil's purpose is to contain it as much as possible.
Yeah, because they noticed the weird lock seed thing. There was a seed, and they were like, oh shit, we need to do something about this. This is pretty bad.
But you know what was interesting? I was thinking about this recently. You know how, basically, the idea with Gaim is they're taking the lock seeds, the fruit produced by the evil, and repurposing them for their own powers. But if you think back to the special at the end of Wizard, they were all about, oh, you riders, all you use monster powers, you really are monsters, blah blah blah. And then Gaim busts in like, I kinda don't do that, I guess I should beat you now. And then you think back and I'm like, no, you're very much using the powers of the enemy.
True.
Yeah.
Although that special was non-canon as fuck,
it's
so whatever.
That's basically what original Kamen Rider was anyway.
Yeah, Kamen Rider has always been about taking the enemies, the power of your enemies, and throwing it back at them.
Pretty much, yeah. Right from the get-go.
Yeah. We could sit here forever
even
and nail off
Kuga.
Every series.
Yeah, like...
We can sit here forever and nail off how every series does it, but I'm sure anyone who knows...
Well, Agito technically didn't, but that's...
Power of God! Rider kicked God in the face!
No! The one who gave Agito his powers was the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, never mind. Let's keep going.
Well, there were two sides
of
the same
No!
Game.
Shit.
Anyways, whatever.
Moving on.
That's my piece on Gaim currently. Dave, go.
So, mine's gonna be really short, because I don't want to copy everyone else's thing they've already said. I'm just gonna talk about episode 20. Literally, episode 20 is what hooked me. I was literally watching this going, ooh, this is pretty cool. Ooh, this is pretty cool. Ooh, this is pretty cool. Great show. Middle of the road. Straight line. Hits episode 20. Holy fuck, you broke the ceiling with the spike.
Yeah.
It was just, it's pink. Oh, this is fucking amazing. Oh, dear Jesus. I called it. I fucking called it. Oh, God. I actually called something.
Someone better pick up that phone because
I fucking called it.
We love you, General Ivan.
Yeah. But yeah, that is a great, series, like the great series that we're watching right now, and as I said, it's my second best series that I've watched so far, but it's slowly creeping up on my favorite series, which I'll talk about at the time.
Yeah. Alright, Kevin, thoughts on current Gaim / episode 20?
Thoughts on Gaim / 20.
That we haven't said already.
Yeah. I don't know. That is to say, I really like it a lot. I guess my point as of 4 or 5 episodes was I'm waiting for Gaim to end so I can put the it's my favorite stamp on it.
Yeah, it's the quality.
It's right now my favorite as far as just what I felt was just overall the best done Rider series was. Is Kabuto.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about our favorite.
No, that's fine, but it's just as to the point of just it's sitting there in the back of my mind just going, this is better than this. All this has to do is keep doing this.
They really could fuck this up by the end.
That's just it. We do have 30 episodes left. I just go, he's not going to.
But it could
happen.
They could be like, you're fired, and hired some fucking, 12-year-old
kid. Let's just hope they don't pull another Hibiki.
You know, it's...
Yeah.
Shit happens, but I mean, I'm just waiting for it to end just so I can go, that's it. That's 10 out of 10. Just, that is...
That is what every... If this is keep going the way it is, and it keeps going inclined like this, this is what they should model Kamen Rider after.
Yeah.
This is like... Great common, great writing, great rider, rider versus rider.
I think the most interesting thing from the production angle of the series is the fact that they've written such a great story that no one even cares that the series is still as gimmicky as Neo Heisei has always been.
Yeah. Yeah. They still need to sell toys, man.
And they are.
Yeah.
We have a shit ton of
them. Yeah, we have them here. We're only missing three Loxies, which are coming out this summer.
Summer, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah,
is
Lane.
Alright, Lane.
So, Gaim, yes, is very good. It's still not my favorite series, per se, but it's great. I'll never say it sucks. I'll never say it's one of the worst. If someone asks me, like, to start Conrad, I'll highly recommend they watch Gaim. So, what I always noticed is that when Kaito came onto the scene, I was like, okay, this guy's a dick. All he wants is his power, and he wants to get revenge on Yggdrasil for what they did to him, like, to his town city as a kid and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, I hope he doesn't become one of these characters that, like, later on is, like, you know, good and decides not to be a dick anymore.
No!
He goes to the Yggdrasil, Sengoku gives an offer, and he's just like, oh, yeah, so we're just here protecting the Earth and blah, 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 from invasion and stuff like that. And he's just like, I was like, still don't like what you guys are doing, but you know what? If this shit goes down, the villains with power should survive. Fuck the weak. And I'm just like,
consistency.
Holy shit, you're still a fucking asshole! This is amazing!
Consistency? What is this?
And they're all just laughing together, like, yeah, wow, that's exactly what we thought, too. It's stronger. To quote Darth Malak, the stronger must win if we are to survive. And I'm just like, yeah! Survival of the fittest!
Yeah, and this calls back to what we were saying earlier, how these characters are starting to look like the real villains.
So that's why, like, my favorite character in Rider right now, I guess, is Kamen Rider Malika, just because I don't know anything about her. Like, Sengoku even said, like, Kota and you are the only two Riders left that, like, I need to see what you can actually do, like, your full potential. And she's just like, oh, well, you'll see. And I'm like, oh, you're the endgame villain, I know it.
Yeah,
something's up about her.
I have a strong feeling she's going to be very important later on.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah, like, I'm fucking, it's amazing. Can't go wrong with it.
Riders versus Riders, I love it. Okay, so we've said our piece on Gaim. So let's move on to the current Super Sentai, Resha Sentai Tokyuger.
Fuck yeah!
Alright, Tokyuger, the current Super Sentai, new theme, trains.
Yeah.
Because Denno did it.
No, trains and imagination.
Because Denno did it!
Trains and imagination!
Imagination!
Kevin has a secret sex desire for Wagon. Yeah, I don't know why.
Got handles in all the right places.
Fun fact.
I understand why.
That's a man as the suit actor.
That's okay by me.
I don't care if it's that VA.
Which VA is that? Tell us, Raven.
I'll get into that with my opinion.
Okay.
Well,
your
opinion
is
up first. I know.
As of this point, we're up to episode 3 of
Tokyuger. So if you haven't read any spoiler, even though you watched the episode, Tokyuger episode 1, 2, and 3,
it doesn't matter because we're not spoiling shit.
Well,
What happened that we need to spoil?
Well, since we're
only
three episodes in, let's just go ahead and talk about our thoughts on the series as a whole. So, pause warning, spoiler warning. If you haven't watched Tokyuger episodes 1, 2, and 3, you can go watch those now and come back if you want to hear our opinions.
Or you can just, I'll put an annotation down and you can skip ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Redcaster.
First impressions of Tokyuger, what my thoughts were when it was revealed. I wasn't going to watch it.
Yeah.
Then this podcast happened, and then I marathoned the first 3 episodes.
Together with me.
With Dave. First impression.
Do we regret it?
To an extent. To an extent, yes. Like, just right up front, as far as Super Sentai goes, I don't usually watch it. What I've watched Gokaiger. Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, he went from Gokaiger to this. Oh, God.
That's one fuckload of a drop.
Yeah, no kidding. I went from awesome Super Sentai transforming into fucking all the shit I know from Power Rangers when I was a kid to trains and poking ants with a claw. And
we'll get into that when it's Dave's
yeah,
turn.
Yeah, no, that's mine.
And train boner. But that's besides the point. No, that is one of the points.
That literally is the point!
It literally is the point!
I'm sorry, biggest fucking oversight in Japanese history.
There's no way that was an oversight.
That had to have been.
That's intentional.
My only question. How the fuck did you guys get that past the censor?
Yeah.
There's a censor in Japan. They're perverted as fuck.
Like, I know with
you censor porn and not this?
I know with anime, you guys finish the production like half an hour ahead of time and run it to the station. But honest to God, do you do that with Sentai too? That's the only way I think that got past them on the air for a kids show.
The censor must have had an appointment for brunch that day.
We are going to have the Megazord fuck its way out of a coffin.
Literally, that's what happened.
Okay, moving on. My first opinion of this show, just holy crap, that all-star anime cast, you guys.
Oh yeah?
Like, I was recognizing voices left, right, and center walking into this show. The freaking puppet, monkey puppet,
Ticket.
Ticket. It's Teddy from Persona 4!
Oh, why did I not notice?
Yeah, he also voices the narrator and he voices the changer.
I know, I sat there and I was just listening to it. It's like, is that Teddy?
Fuck.
That's cool.
That's me sticking to the dub.
That's literally
you
me
on the dub. But no.
That was me going, when he said that, I was like, oh yeah, someone did show me that a while ago.
Yeah. No, but, and then Wagon. Hi, Hori Ayui, how are you doing, voice of Naru from Love Hina?
Yeah.
Among other things. Many other things! Holy crap, has she been in a lot of things.
But the two of them have been together for a while.
There was another voice, I can't remember off the top of my head. There's two voice actors in that show that have worked together on quite a number of things.
Yeah.
I can't 100%. I think it was Love Hina and Fruits Basket were the main two on that list, but I can't remember who the other person was. I think it was Sue.
Oh.
Sue from Love Hina is in this show.
Okay.
I can't remember who, but I think she's one of the villains.
Okay.
And then, of course, is
the one I noticed.
And then there's Lelouch.
Which one is he?
One of the villains.
He's the clockwork
guy who isn't the general.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He's the clockwork bird guy.
It's Lelouch from Kogisu.
I was like, I even noticed that. He looks at the TV. And then looks at me, and he looks at me, and I have a big smile on my face.
And I'm just like, oh God, it's Lelouch. I'm just like, oh yeah.
I think her name was Lelouch.
Yeah. What's that guy's name? What's your code? I'm going to call him Lelouch.
Do you guys do code jokes
now? We're just going to call this guy Lelouch for now. No,
that was Naruto.
That's quite literally the voice he's using, too. It's fucking Zero. And I'm just like, okay.
Actually, the joke I use is from Yu-Gi-Oh! Ridge.
Whatever. Yeah. But yeah, anyways. And, you know, so then, that's cool. All-star anime cast, I'm okay with this. And the train fucks its way out of a coffin, and I'm just like, train boner, you guys.
No, but it wasn't even... If you didn't see that, he activated his eject chair.
At this point in the video, I'm going to put in that gif we've all been seeing.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
going to
be playing this whole time.
Oh, dear God, I hate you.
Just
I love you.
Twitching train boner.
But no, literally, it couldn't go any better. It literally, the boner was like soft, but hard.
I'm very much in agreement with Derek the Bard's tweet about that.
Oh yeah?
You retweeted it.
I did, right, yeah.
You retweeted it, that's the only reason I saw it. But it was just, he's sitting there watching the episode and he just tweets, I just put that, and I can't even sugarcoat this one, you guys. Like, no, you can't. There's no other way to describe this aside from the Megazord stuck its penis through the coffin.
It's steam-powered penis.
And then that was the worst part because after it stuck its penis through the coffin, there was a little jet of white steam coming out the end.
And I'm just sitting there like, oh my god.
Alright.
It's just, there's no way to put it aside from that. It fucking fucked the coffin and then came. It's, okay. That's it. That's it. That's what it's doing.
Okay, can we move on now?
Yeah.
Kid show.
It is a kid show. That's what's scary. Okay.
Okay, so...
What can you say to top that?
Everything Raven just said, first off. Everything.
Hashtag train boner.
Yeah, hashtag
train boner. Oh, yeah, we're gonna make that a hashtag now.
I'm sure it's already one.
I was gonna say yes, now.
Okay, going into Tokyuger, my immediate thoughts were, there's gonna be Deno crossover, isn't there? And lo and behold, there is a Deno crossover in the upcoming movie.
And they've confirmed that the Denliner combines with the Fresh Deno.
Yes, it becomes its legs!
But it's also not new Deno.
No, I know, it is original sword form Deno.
Yeah.
He's piling into Denver. And it also combines with a red Resha fashioned after Kabutira. And there was also a Red Buster Ace, red, like an Ace Resha.
Yeah.
Okay. So, my thoughts on the series. The plot still has yet to make any fucking sense, but it's starting to come together.
Imagination!
Yeah, that.
Sounds like a story I wrote in high school.
You know what I noticed? You know what I noticed? All of the Rangers' names are the word light in different meanings. Light, Hikari, Tokati, Kagura, I forget what the yellow chick's name is. They're all words that mean light.
Yay.
Because the enemies are the Shadow Line.
And
I have to say, the Shadow Line, the villains...
Oh, man! Oh,
they're probably the coolest looking villains in a long time.
Just beautifully designed villains.
That guy wandering down the path with a dragging a coffin behind him.
Singing
about how he's going to put you in a coffin.
And no, kill
that was,
you.
That, I looked at you and I was like, I'm sad that you have to die eventually.
Yeah. But, I forgot. Oh, yeah. One thing I'm looking forward to in upcoming episodes, I don't know how soon it's going to happen, is apparently the Shadow Line, like, evil trains are actually going to transform into mechs at some point, which is going to be awesome.
I wonder if it's going to look like just the dark form of the Tokuo.
I doubt it, because they're actually different. They have different
But they kind of do look a little bit the same. They look American, Japanese, and...
Well,
maybe
five of the dark trains will combine to become dark.
Dark
Tokyo.
Yeah, that's totally
what it looks
happen.
Like.
Yeah,
and that's where Tokyo will get its upgrade.
Yes, absolutely. One thing that I noticed happened.
Oh, the metalizer.
One thing that I noticed happened in episode 2 that really made me laugh. they're fighting on the trains as they're going. Like Red Ranger is fighting the monster, and this is a monster who uses twin swords to fight. So
yeah, they're having a duel.
They're having a duel. So the train comes up to like a tunnel, and then the monster lifts his swords up, like I'm gonna defeat you. And then it goes to the tunnel, and the tops of both of his swords just get snapped right off.
And he just
lowers down, looks at them, and goes, "Oh." And I was like, "Oh my god!"
I just want that scene. Like I want that scene.
The worst part about that is I had no context on the series up to that point. And I turned around, Itchy was watching it at work.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was watching it at work.
And I turned around to look over for a second, and I saw just that.
And I just burst into laughing.
And I didn't
turn
around
and
saw
office.
It. I was like, the fuck?
I legit pulled it back to watch it again. And I had to hold back my laughter because I was at work.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I wonder if you did that full-on, like, super crying sound laughter. Yeah, that.
Yeah. Tokyuger, at its core, I still have no interest in, but if it keeps up jokes like the swords and the dick punching and stuff like that, I might keep watching. That's basically...
Megazord.
Yeah.
You can't talk that. No, you can't. Unless two dicks come out, then you doubled it.
Oh, and I also have to say the whole color changing gimmick is fucking stupid. I hate how it starts with the Red Ranger just looking at the blue guy and going, no. We'll get into your opinion in a sec, but I just want to say that the way this line changing shit starts is the Red Ranger looks at the blue guy and says, you know what, fuck it, I don't want to be blue, gimme! And they just switch trains.
Yeah.
And then everyone does it, and the yellow chick's like, what are you retards doing? And that's why I like the Yellow Ranger, even though I can't remember her name.
Okay, well, the names always take forever to learn.
Okay, Dave.
Okay, take what Raven said, take what Ichi said, mash them together, and then add the best attack in a Power Rangers show ever. The Pink Ranger, there's three of these, because the Pink Ranger's just amazing and I love him. Or it.
Well, it's a him when the Red Ranger does it.
Yeah, well, anyway.
That's why they identify by numbers.
So, the Pink Ranger is extremely weak, and whenever, like, she gets into, like, a situation where there's a lot of them, she goes, I think I can.
Oh, no, no, that
I know, that's the sub, but it's like, she's like,
I'm strong.
I'm strong. I'm super strong. Super power girl. And turns into a superhero with a cape and everything.
No, it's a different motif every episode.
Yeah.
First one was Katakiri girl. I don't know what that translates to. Second one, yeah. Second one was Kung Fu girl. Third one was Super girl. So it's gonna be different every time.
Yeah. No, Kung Fu girl was the third one.
No, it was second one.
Because she punched through the coffin with it.
Yeah.
She
did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was Super Strong Girl the second time, because she needed to lift something.
I could have sworn it was Kung Fu episode 2.
First episode, she did the strike one, because she had to pick the axe.
Yeah.
She did Power Girl, like super strong, like superhero, and she did strength at the same time.
I swear to God, Kung Fu was episode 2.
No.
I think she pulled it for a second.
Maybe, but all I remember is that she used it to break the coffin.
Episode 1 was Katakiri Girl. Episode
2 was Kung Fu. Well, we're flipping over the point where we're missing the best attack. I don't know what her weapon is. It looks really fucking weird.
It's a train track claw.
It's like a bridge claw.
Yeah,
thing.
It's a bridge claw. Okay, I'll go with that. And she's like, oh no, I'm being defeated. Activate bridge claw. They jump. I don't know why they did this. They jumped into it.
Like it grows big.
It grows really big. Like, it grows like 8 feet long. They jump in it at the very end. They're about an inch tall.
Her weapon goes back to normal size, and then the monsters jump out of it, and they're tiny.
And they're tiny. And so she just goes down and goes, boop, boop, boop.
She literally starts stabbing
them.
Like ants.
Like ants. And they're, no. You know how when an enemy gets defeated in this show, they explode? Tiny little explosions. And I'm like, it's the attention to detail that just makes me love this show.
And you just hear going, tum, tum, tum,
tum. Yeah,
she's poking them to death.
Yeah.
She's just kind of crouched down.
Best in show. Yeah. Like, before the dick coffin, that was best in show. Now, best in show
unconventional.
Instead of them going into the Megazord. So, un-Megazord best attack, and then Megazord best attack.
The best non-mech.
Yeah, there we go. That works. And I'm done, because literally the only thing I have to talk about, I gave my topic to Lane. So, there we go.
Alright, well, I need to just step aside from whatever was said. Again, it was very... Going into this, I didn't want to. it was very much the podcast that got me into it. I only have slight, ounces of regret at the moment. That is to say...
It will get better.
I hope so.
Yeah,
hope so.
So far, I find what they're doing for... Oh, Tokyo is so fucking disgusting.
I know.
What even is it?
It's a 1980s mech.
It's freaking hideous. I'll never enjoy that ever. The suits are growing on me. What I really like is Tokyo 3.
Like you, Sango.
Yeah. Wait. No, I lied. Rokugo.
Rokugo, the green one.
That's the one.
Oh, okay. That's my favorite
Yango.
Too.
Yango.
Yango, sorry.
I said Rokugo.
I mean, it's like Rokugo.
Everyone's ridiculous.
That's not yet.
Everyone's ridiculous.
Yeah, Yango. I remember, because Kuga.
Really cool. I like him. He's interesting. He's very... I feel like he's the level-headed one of the group.
He's supposed to be the serious one, just like Inferior.
I don't know. I like him a lot. I feel like... Pink's 5
Togo
is really cool. That is to say, I owe a lot to this show in that I feel like if I can watch this, I can watch anything. Which,
when he does that,
never mind.
Yeah, it's
I feel like it allowed me to go back and revisit some stuff that I looked at initially and just went, no, this is fucking ridiculous. And I looked at Tokyudra and went, if I'm forcing myself to watch this, nothing's this ridiculous. So, like I said, it caused me to go back and revisit Go Buster, which I'm thoroughly enjoying infinitely more than Tokuger. What the fuck even are you? That's basically all I can add to that.
Okay. Oh, wait, I want to add one more thing to my...
Alright.
I really, really like the Green Ranger... When the Red Ranger goes up to the Green Ranger and just puts his hand on his fucking mouth. Shut up!
Oh, yeah, he does that.
And I'm just like... Okay! Yeah.
Bitch, shut up.
Yeah, it's like, no, you don't get to talk today. That's what I was doing earlier.
Okay, anyways, Lane.
I love all of it. I literally love fucking all of it. It's amazing. When I first saw the Tokyo suit, When I first saw the Tokyo suits, I was like,
I would like to clarify something. Lane is currently wearing the Tokyo Change bracer right now.
Yep. Do not turn that
obviously
on.
Obviously not.
Anyways. So I first saw the suits and I was like, okay, those are weird, really. And then I just started looking into more and I'm like, you know what? No, I like them. Like the full on colors, like how they're each like a different train, stuff like that. So, like, going into episode one, like, each day we're just like, oh, this is gonna be fucking stupid. And I'm like, oh, well, fuck all of you. I'm gonna enjoy the fuck out of this. And it's amazing. It's a series where I like the Red Ranger, like, the most. Right is just.
His name is Light.
You didn't like it.
It's Japanese. Eleanor.
No.
Is Light.
Marvelous is a badass, but he's not my favorite.
Oh.
Luca was my favorite. But, anyways, so, like, and honestly, okay, we're discussing Train Bomber quickly. I didn't notice that it was that at first. I thought it was just the chest going.
I thought he just punched out.
No, it was like coming out of the chest. I'm like, okay, just the chest thing. And then I watched like the sub again, and I was like, oh yeah, okay, this is dick. Okay, funny. But anyways, Ichi hates the color switching gimmick. I like it because you know they all get to use their abilities in like certain ways and like. One time they're doing it, and Ticket's just like, why the fuck are they switching colors? It's like they're switching colors like it's a toy gimmick. I'm like, little do you know,
you.
It is a toy gimmick. I can't wait to get more
of these. Fuck you, Ticket.
Tokyo, I really...
Fuck you, Teddy.
Yeah.
Tokyo I like because it's colorful. Yes, it's like just four,
it's literally
five,
just five
trains.
Lines stuck together.
But, like, this is the thing that Ichi hates.
When the
like,
head comes out
when
of
the
door.
Head comes out, it's like, doors are opening!
Its face is hidden behind train doors that open.
But I like it.
But where did they come from?
But like it because
my question is about the suit is that there's a mess. It can separate when it was getting shot, right?
Yeah.
But it still floated there.
Yeah.
Like it didn't fall or anything.
He literally hits the emergency button and the Megazord in place separates horizontally, so all five of them are just floating there for a second as bullets fly between them.
May I just first. Getter Robo did it first and better.
I bet. And then after the bullets fly back, it just, like, re-kachucks.
Yeah, kachuck.
Also, can, like, fucking extend its arms so it can do a punch, extend its legs so it can do a kick, and I'm like, that's cool. Also,
I like it, but the reason why they did it is because they just don't want to move the mech around too much.
I also like that Light is just so convinced, he's just like, I know you're controlling that puppet, I'm going to catch you and take the puppet off your head. So
I'm afraid that if he does that, he's actually going to take his hand, and it's going to be,
I bet you that's going to be like an ongoing thing throughout the series. He's just going to keep
it's
trying
just
to
like
grip,
take it off. It's like with Owner trying to like get the, eat the whole ball of rice before the flag fell down. Like, that was funny. Anyways, overall, I love the series. Like, General Schwartz, like, yeah, the villains are pretty interesting. Grita's ugly.
You mean female Grimace?
Yeah, she's weird.
She's a living, poisoned McNugget.
She's destined to, like, marry, like, the Emperor or Prince or something
Fun
like
fact.
That. But she has a Superman, like a crush
Fun,
on
yeah.
General Schwartz.
Fun fact, when I first saw that character and I heard her voice, first thing in my head is I thought it was the same voice as Navi from Gokaiger. I was wrong.
Oh, okay.
I looked it up. I thought it was Tomura Yukari for a minute there, and I was like, no, not quite. Okay.
What was the one thing that bothered me? Oh, it was the whole you're all good as dead thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tickets
a real asshole. He's just like, you guys are gonna die. Doing all this, you're gonna die. Oh, and also, we haven't gotten to the main plot of the series is that
because it's so boring.
They've lost their memories because their town was taken over by the Shaolin, so they don't remember like They know who they are because they know they used to be friends and stuff when they were kids, but they don't know anything else about themselves.
Yeah.
But slowly, while the episode's
and they were
going,
kicked out of the darkness because their imagination was too strong.
Yeah, their imagination was really up. But there's every episode they like, oh, I remember something like our town was near an ocean. Like, oh, we're slowly by the end they'll remember everything.
They remember the tree and stuff like that.
What
yeah.
you were saying about their origin story really makes me curious how they're going to introduce Toki Rokugo.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to be in the city they save.
Maybe.
He's gonna have a super strong in
oh yeah, we should mention that Toki Rokugo. They confirmed the details for the Sixth Ranger. Not only is he the first official Orange Ranger, his changer's a goddamn iPhone.
We don't know that it's an actual iPhone. You have bad. You had bad screenshots.
I'm putting in the magazine scan right now. Everyone, post your opinion.
Those magazine scans were really.
It's
bad
a goddamn iPhone that slides open to reveal a subway track.
Also, what I like is their transformation sequence because it's like announcer thing. So it's like transformation coming in or whatever. Please wait. By the way,
behind the white line.
I'm calling this now.
I'm calling this now. And me and Raven both think about this.
The general. First time the general walks in, I almost guarantee you, they're going to start transforming. He's like, bitch, I don't care about the white
line.
He
will step through
it. He will step through it. Bitch slap them in the middle of their
transformation.
Absolutely. Because the train goes by. That's the reason why there's a white line. He's just going to go, and stop it with his hand and be like, no.
Yeah. Like, he'll step beyond the white line. The train will come at him from the side. Bam.
Yeah.
Also, I will mention.
He'll stop it.
Tokyo Ichigo Pink is, like, one of my favorite things right now. Hope they make a figure of that, but I have a shirt design where I'm going to take Tokyo Ichigo's chest emblem and make 5 shirts using that emblem. So I cannot wait to do that.
I can't wait for you to spend $200 on that.
Woohoo!
I can shop that chest design in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's how boring and simple it is.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with that.
Okay, so.
Man, Tokyo Jir, I'm really hoping it becomes my favorite Sentai by the end of it, honestly. Because right now it's Geki Ranger for me.
If it becomes... Oh,
I
really?
Like Gokaiger.
Yeah, I like Gokaiger.
Oh no, Gokaiger.
Anyways, before we get out of hand,
Havoc could be the only Super Sentai I've ever.
I think.
Seen.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so let's go ahead and we've said our piece on Tokyuger so far. So now we're gonna talk about we're just gonna go real quick through from Gaim and Tokyuger favorite rider and character and Sentai character. So we're gonna do this real quick. For Gaim, my favorite rider is Bravo. Bravo! Because he's the most entertaining character.
Great.
Tokyuger, I like Tokusango, the yellow chick, because she's the only one who immediately rejected the line-changing bullshit. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Gaim. I actually really do like Gaim. So I'm just going to go with him on that. I'm stealing David's thunder, obviously, here. He's making a gesture to throw the microphone.
I'm gonna kill both of you. I'm like, oh, I like Bravo. Okay, I'll take God. Fuck you.
God forbid you can't like someone.
I'm like, there's nothing stopping you from
liking someone.
I know,
but I'm like, I just wanted to be original, you bastard.
And for her Tokyuger, they're all a bunch of idiots.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on.
My favorite character is Ticket.
Ticket for Smash.
Dave, go.
For Gaim, actually, I thought about it because I just remembered Knuckle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought about it. I was like, wait a second, Knuckle. Yeah, Knuckle's pretty fucking badass.
Yeah.
And I really do like him. So, Knuckle, but for Tokyuger, give me about an hour. No, I'm actually gonna pick the Green Ranger guy.
Oh, I was certain you'd pick. I was certain you'd pick Go-Go because of the whole tsun tsun tsun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess Pink Ranger would be pretty awesome. So, yeah. I just like the Green Ranger because he's a straight man. He's like, he doesn't, he's like, what the fuck are you guys, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Pink Ranger for sure.
Actually, I think I'll jump in to finally say mine's Blue. Just because I do enjoy the fact that how stereotypical he is and the fact that he was trying to lead the group before
That moment
before
where
Red showed up and he was trying to be the leader.
You can mention it when it's your turn.
When he was trying to be the leader, and the stereotype for the Blue Ranger is the Blue Ranger is the one who wants to be the Red Ranger.
Yes. Oh, so it's SPD.
That's it. The Blue Ranger wants to be the leader and does not fully accept the leader. That is the stereotype.
Yeah, and
he is the most stereotypical little thing. The Blue Ranger wanted to be the leader. And then the Red Ranger showed up and just went, nope. Fuck you, I'm Red.
As far as Gaim goes, I mean, my initial thing right off the bat was Zangetsu. Just the design of it is absolutely beautiful. On the whole, though, as a character, I have to go with Bravo. Just the writer design and the character design are just too perfect, and I just think he's hilarious.
Yes.
And incredibly entertaining.
Durian Centurion.
Yeah, that's the motif. He's the Durian Centurion.
Yep.
Tokuger General
like
Schwartz.
There you go. Lane.
Okay, Gaim Malika, like her character,
her name is Yoko Minato.
Yoko Minato, yes. And Yoko and Marika, but also Gaim, because, you know, Coda's just... So much goes on with them, and he just, like... Oh, there's so much character development with them. I love it.
On the front of Gaim, sorry, I don't really care for Gaim too much, but my philosophy with almost everything Rider is, if you're not fond of something, make it evil. It makes it better.
Yeah. You know what? I actually...
Fusion Gaim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tasty.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm
gonna
say this.
Same thing, but red.
Yep.
I'm gonna say, actually, you know what? My favorite character is Sid.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Sigurd, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No, I was thinking like...
You mean Mr. Pac-Man Longseed?
Yeah, no, I love that guy.
Tokuger, Tokyo Ichigo, like, hands down, like, he's awesome. He just does what he wants, and has the biggest imagination out of all of them, and just fantastic. But also, I just want to make a mention that there's an episode where, like, in episode 2, Blue, he falls over, and you just see his, like, track on his visor just go, like, bend over like this, and he
has to fix his glasses.
Adjusts his track on his visor, and I was like...
His visor moved, and he has to adjust it like his glasses.
I saw that, and I'm like, that's amazing. See, I just love when series, like, have a gimmick, and they just... go all out with this gimmick, with everything. So, like, the fact that they have to have, like, a pass and scan, like, this thing to go to their Zord so they can form their Megazord.
That was funny.
They
well, the reason why they did that is because a lot of people jump the track. Yeah. So they just want kids to know, hey,
go through the proper entrance.
Well, apparently this week's episode, like, is Tokyo Nigo's lost his pass.
Yeah.
So he's kind of fucked. He can't get on the train right now or something. So I'm like, oh.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
It's funny because, you know, in Japan, you can just scan your pass and let someone else in.
Okay, so we seem to have apparently pulled the full hour just talking about Gaim and Tokuger at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were going to talk about a small open discussion on our favorite series.
We can leave that for next time when we're only dealing with one episode.
Exactly. So
I feel like, yeah, the full episode should probably, we're good with having just discussed the both current series up to date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So for the next episode, you have homework. You got an episode. You got to watch episode 21, and you got the episode 4, and catch up with Super Megaforce.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about Super Megaforce next time.
Oh, I'm going to ignore the shit out of Super Megaforce.
Oh, so you're gonna go in blind?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then.
I'm gonna come in blind and go, why?
why
did you do any of this?
Actually, you know, I'm not gonna say anything because, but it's good.
We'll save that discussion for then.
Mm.
So, thank you for joining in and listening to episode 1 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Thank you.
Hopefully we keep this going strong. We will be having some guests on the podcast. I won't give too many names, but we do have at least a few people confirmed at this point. So stay tuned for further announcements. If you liked the video, like, comment, subscribe, all that good thing. You can also check us out if you're interested in just us as people. We also are also on Inksy Studios. We do a lot of convention coverage, video game videos, and Mr. Overkill in here and I are also part of another channel called Overzeal Gaming, where we are currently running video game videos and some live streams as well. You can find us all inksystudios.ca or Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Twitch / Overzeal Gaming accordingly. So, thank you for tuning in. Everyone want to say goodbye?
See ya!
See ya later!
Bye.
I like trains.
Bye.
And yet Tokuger sucks.
Yeah. Denno's better.
Tokuger's best series.
We'll get to that.
Denno is best Tokuger.
Denno for honorary Tokuger.
That's what the movie's for.
Yeah.
See ya.
Peace.
Kamen Rider Rushes.
Yeah. That will totally happen. Anyways.
They announced it.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.